Come on now, it's coming in.
Look at him.
Come on now.
Balls. Balls, big fella.
Tone, and this is What's the Word. Y'all know who in the back, man. The boy LP.
LP.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Pity Pat in the building, man. And hey, Pat, I like your shirt, man.
Appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A little curry chicken.
You know what I'm saying? Don't worry. Brian hit him with the Forrest Whitaker on him.
Not the left. Not the right.
But he's at the middle.
Brian hit him with the Forrest Whitaker, man.
Hey, that was a cold game, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, one of the best games of the year.
I like the new format. I like the play-in, bro.
I'm iffy with it. I think it just should be the 8, 9, and 10 seed. What? I think the 10 and the 9 should play.
No.
And then play the 8 seed. I don't think the 7.
This make things like intense from the jump, bro. Yeah, like
I don't like that.
Man, look.
But hey,
my team was though. Lakers. I think they gonna come. You know what I'm saying, out the way.
Yeah, all right.
They gonna go the way.
We can say that.
All right, man. Hey, Pat, LP, what's the word?
The word, I'm gonna go with UAP today.
Who just got signed to or who just dropped a new EP? Or EP, man, right?
Just stop.
Who dropped a new EP?
No, that's not the word.
Oh my God.
Is the word, okay? UAP is unidentifiable aerial phenomenon.
Here you go. All
right?
Here you go. Right. Bro, you back on this?
Yes, I can't get off the space stuff.
Extraterrestrial.
People not waking up. Then I got to put people on notice, you know? This is the Put You On Notice podcast.
I'm putting all of you bitches on notice.
Okay.
Appreciate it. So UAP, unidentifiable aerial phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in 180 days, the government will be releasing, you know, all, like, UAP is a new word for UFO. They'll be releasing all the information that they have on UFOs, aliens, everything that they had. Okay, so this was put into motion about a couple years back by Donald Trump. I guess he was worried about aliens more than he was about black people. But this is what,
you know
what I'm saying? Oh, you're too hot. But so he put this back in motion when he was still in office. The main story that's been leaked, two pilots were in a ship, you know, doing something for the government, and they ran into a UAP. And they said the UAP knew where they were going before they got there. They said the UAP was too fast to track, and it was basically just staring back at them. This is probably the biggest story and the most true story that we've had on UFOs in U.S. history.
Wow.
Leading up to this 180 days They had an interview on 60 Minutes. So this is real. We are not alone. Officially. Officially. There's no more conspiracy theories. We're not alone. Got aliens. I know this is going to mess with a lot of people's religious beliefs.
I feel that.
We are not alone. We are not alone.
Honestly,
we are not alone.
I do believe that we're not alone. I do believe it's, you know what I'm saying, another, I don't know, I was going to say human being, but who knows? We might be the aliens, bro. We might be the aliens. Yeah, so I do say, feel
how
like.
How do you know you're not an alien?
I feel like I'm from out of this world, Jack. I ain't going to lie to you. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't know.
Boy, watch your what, though.
But that's my word. I noticed you.
We
just testing this out, you know.
Don't worry about me, man. Hey, but nah, dog, I do feel like, man, if they were, I just want them to be friendly. You know, I feel like if it's something out there, you know what I'm saying, I shouldn't be terrified of it, but I should welcome it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like
you, I mean, you should be terrified of it. Why? Because they are 100. Scientists said they are 100 to 1,000 years further in technology than us by what they've recovered.
Honestly,
100 years.
So don't you think somebody controlling you? Like maybe you, not even you, right now. Maybe somebody is playing.
Yeah,
you.
Maybe we in a simulation. Yeah, like they, a big ass Sims game.
Am I here right now?
You know what I mean? I hope my Sims controller will make me lose my job. Make me a millionaire. Go ahead.
No, man. But no, that's definitely interesting. I'm curious to see if Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster,
oh my God,
all of them, I'm curious to see if they real. You know, maybe they going to come out with some of that kind of news. I don't know. You said it's a how many years of what that they coming out with? Yeah. Like,
I think the last 150 years.
Yeah. So you don't know what's out there.
Yeah, we don't know what's out there. We don't know what they recovered. We'll find out in probably less. That was May 17th when that happened. So less than 180 days, we're going to find out everything. If you want information, look it up. All the biggest newscasts and picked up on it. CNN,
he
Fox.
Lying. I think Pat lied.
Go look it up.
Pat lied. But
I'll lie to you about this. What's the watch your tone? What's the word? What's the word?
Calvin is the word.
I used to have some Calvin Kleins. You know, the ones that I used to flood a little bit when I was in the sixth grade.
Okay.
Not everybody flooded.
Not everybody. You had the Calvins. Mm-hmm. You had the Calvin
Kleins.
And
I was the first person to breathe. Not everybody walking around breathing. Now I'm playing, but.
Nah, man, Kavlin is pretty much the beef that's going on between Kavlin. Kavlin going on the beef going on between the beef and arguing going on between Kwame Brown. I know you seen it. Okay. Stephen A. Smith. Okay. I know you seen it. And then we also got your boy Matt Barnes. Oh, it all stemmed from All the Smoke podcast.
Okay.
Ms. Jeannie Buss was on there, you know what I'm saying? And she was talking about what was the whole conversation?
I think she was talking about the trade with how they traded away Marc Gasol to get his brother Pau Gasol.
And then what Matt Barnes say?
He said, she said we traded Marc Gasol and Kwame Brown. Uh-huh. I think Matt Barnes fired back and said, you just mean Marc Gasol. So basically, Kwame Brown was a throwaway.
Uh-huh.
And Steven Jackson, maybe you could put that motherfucking blunt out and pull your pants up on your ass and put that rag down and act like a grown ass man instead of a little ass boy. Mm-hmm. Becky with the good hair, go to counseling. And Gilbert, you already knew. I was quiet on you for years. I wasn't going to say nothing. You the right hand arm of them white boys. You niggas is the worst nigga. You took down there. What did I get? 3 years, 25 with the Lakers. I was slotted to get 80, 88 because what a Tyson got. Nigga, you took millions out my mouth, nigga, and you shout like you somebody, like you love black folks. You the whitest black boy I ever know.
You know what? Just let Matt Barnes speak for himself too, man. I'm letting Matt Barnes go ahead and talk.
Yeah, let him get a say something.
Yeah, man. So during that.
Call me Brown. Brother Brown. You've been ranting for about 5 days now. Your cry for help, your need for attention has worked. I heard your Instagram following me has grown over 30,000 the last handful of days since you had my name in your mouth. But don't be fooled by this new attention, bro. all these people that are gassing you and putting a battery in your back, all the platforms that are picking you up, didn't give a fuck about you last week, bro. They don't love you. They just love the drama and the old jokes you're saying. They don't love you. They don't love me. They don't know no one. They love a drama. That's it. But come on, all the smoke. Come talk your shit face to face.
What the hell you doing to get all this accolades and podcasts and shit you didn't earn, you slick hair, oily hair bastard? Fuck wrong with you? You keep talking like you a hell of a nigga. I don't understand why. I don't understand why. Huh. Fuck you mean? I don't give a fuck if you come into Atlanta. Did I ask for your itinerary, boy? You ain't my word.
All right. That was what I was looking for, but he definitely damn, just went in.
He went in. Listen, as far as like, so I don't like the approach that Matt Barnes took to it. So you dissed the man on your podcast. Basically, you knew you could have left that alone. You made a joke. Jeannie Buss was already talking. She was already talking about the trade and the story. You could have just let that slide.
Right.
And then now you're mad that Kwame Brown is doing the same thing that you're doing. You're mad that he's using your name to get viewers and likes when you just used his name to get viewers and likes. You dropped the joke about him. And basically, Kwame Brown is trying to say he grew up with holes in his shoe.
Right.
In his socks. He was free lunch kid. He promised his mama when he was 5 that he was going to buy her a house, and he did just that.
Uh-huh.
He made over $100 million in his career. And that was back in the day, so that's a lot of money that he made.
He definitely accomplished a lot for his family, man. And, I mean, I definitely feel like, or what has been the rumor is that Michael Jordan is the source of all of this.
Right, yeah.
It's because he was bullied by Jordan.
Yeah.
You know, definitely at a young age coming into the NBA, they felt that Jordan probably was too hard on him. What you feel about that?
Well, I think how he got to the Wizards was they wanted to get him on the Wizards to use him as a trade piece to get Elton Brand. So they never originally wanted him. And from the stories that I heard from Kwame Brown is they would hire old NBA veterans like Charles Oakley and mm-hmm. have him come into practice and just basically beat the shit out of Kwame all practice. He's an 18-year-old kid.
Right.
18-year-old kid.
Right.
And basically they got him working out 2 and 3 hours before the game. And then they putting him in after they down 15, 20 points and then still somehow blame him for the game. You know what I mean? And yeah, then they got him carrying bags and all this stuff. So
man, that's tough, man. That's Y'all better leave Kwame Brown alone, man.
It's tough, man.
Bro got game, man. Y'all get off of Kwame Brown, man. Yeah. Dang.
We support Kwame. You know what I'm saying?
And he said you don't want all the smoke either, Matt Barnes. You know what I'm
saying? Don't back down, y'all. I done seen Stephen A in 2 videos. Since the Stephen A backed all the way out.
Right, Stephen Jackson
stack. Yep. I didn't see him in 2 videos. 1 video, you know, he throwing up his blood set. Then the next video, he's speaking Arabic. So Kwame Brown got this man speaking Arabic now. I guess he Muslim. And he was speaking Arabic about something. Hey, I'm not informed.
I don't know.
But Kwame Brown got these boys scared. They all backing down, inviting them on the show. Hey, come on now.
He said he ain't going to do it, though. He said, I ain't about to blow your podcast up. All right, Pat. How this game go, man? Tell the folks what you're doing here. Let me know how it go, because I ain't really sure.
So, basically, we got our dad joke section.
Okay.
We going to end every show with a dad joke. The goal is, so if you don't see us laughing, the goal is for us not to laugh. We try not to laugh at each other's jokes, okay? All right? You know I'm trying to get it out of me. Your tone gonna go first, I'm gonna go second. All right? All right, come on. All right, I'm ready.
What do you call a can of soup that eats other cans of soup?
What? That was good.
A cannibal.
That was good.
That was good.
All right. It's my turn now. I didn't laugh.
A cannibal.
I'm pissed off at that. Let's see. All right. So a couple comes into a restaurant with their cat. right?
Mm-hmm.
And all three of them order steaks. So the mom, dad, and the cat order steaks, right? The dad says, I want my steak medium. The mom says, I want my steak well done. The waiter goes, and asks the cat, how do you like your steak? The cat says, rare. Rare.